Weiter. Kol HaKadoshim, Shekodam, Mkvul, Legdeishan, Ol Kadoshim, Shekodam, Mumkvul, Lehegdeishan. Before the animal, before you declare that this animal should be Hegdish, it already developed a blemish. The blemish came first. You understand what that means?
No, of course not. Before you made it kodesh,
right? And then you redeemed it. Vinifta redeemed it. So there was never one moment in time upon which this animal had kedushas aguf. Never. So what is the halacha?
But it had
kedushas damim.
Yeah,
kedushas dam is garnished. It's a kleinikait. So chayav mebuchayra. What? While there is kedushas dam, but when you take the kedushas dam off, then it goes away. Only when there's money.
So what happens if he was moil in the behemah and then he did pigeon? Does it retroactively take away the avera from Mila?
No, of course not.
It's not a clean at all.
That's right. Okay, b'shas ma'isa. Now, when you redeem it, you chayv matanois. And if you shecht the b'chutz potter, the einos in temura, it has no. And this is going in before. Before you redeem it. Before you redeem it, the shecht the b'chutz potter, the einos in temura. Before you shecht it, before you redeem it. Something which only has kudushas damim.
After you redeem it, obviously.
Obviously. V'yemesu, if the animal dies before you redeem it, what is halacha? Yipadu, you can redeem it. Lafuke.
There's no discussion. What happens if he was shechted in the Azara?
Yeah. Then you're shechting.
Let's say before he was paid, what halacha would have if he shechted? Is that chulim?
Good question. I know. You can't say it's chulim ba'azara, but
it's. It's not because it has kudushas damim.
So you can't say it's chulim ba'azara, but it's still not a kosher carbon. Good question. I don't know the answer. It must be a beferish gemara.
Kedusha is not a problem. But once if you did it, what happens if you shot it in the Azara? What halacha would it have? It's only as Kedusha's dumb and not Kedusha's good. All right.
So which daf are you on?
Daf Yudalit. Yad. Ki yod al keizko. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the Mukham against the Molech. Daf Yudalit.
You have a daf, which
arm? Amar Aleph, the Mishnah. We're in the middle of the Mishnah.
Okay.
Via Mesu Yipadu.
From yesterday.
No, it's a new daf. This is a new daf. We didn't do this yesterday. The Mesu Yipadu. What does it say when it says Mesu? Let's say the animal has a blemish. And it has Kedushas Dam and it dies. Are you allowed to redeem it? You should redeem it. Why? So you can feed it to the dogs. Via Mesu Yipadu. Even though we have
so you can buy other carbonos with it.
Right. You can take the money and you can use the money to buy other carbonos. But what is the consequence of doing this? By redeeming it, what will happen with the meat of this animal? It's now chulin. What are you going to do with an animal that did not have a kosher shlita? Nevela, you're going to give it to the dogs.
Sell to a guy.
No, okay, that's a possibility. What is he going to do with it when he held to the guy? He'll go and give it to the dogs.
But
it's very possible it'll end up going to the dogs. So we have a principle in halacha. Ein poidim kadoshim lehachilan leklavim. We don't redeem kadoshim to feed it to dogs.
Except kedushas damim.
In other words, let's discuss the case in detail. If you have an animal that has kedushas aguf, and then it dies for whatever reason, so death is the greatest balmum. There's no bigger balmum than death. Maskim. So if an animal that has kedushas aguf and dies, what do you do with it? You redeem it. So an animal that has a blemish. An animal that has kedushas haguf and dies, it's a balmum, right?
We're talking about a chamar that has to be
not a chamar, no chamar, behema tahira, a behema tahira that you're machmir
to the
korban.
Didn't you say that even if it has a mum, you still have to give it to the kohen?
No, we're not. We're doesn't call hakadosh. We're not discussing the kohen now. New topic tonight, at least for the moment. Okay. We're discussing an animal that is an animal of chulin and you are makdish. Let's discuss the case of an animal that's no blemish for the moment, no blemish. Yeah. I want this to be a carbon shalomim.
Yeah.
I give it kedusha saguf. Yeah. Let's say it gets into an accident. It's walking down the street and it gets into an accident and it breaks its leg and it's a mum kavua. So what do you do with that? What do you do with the animal? An animal that has kedushas haguf, that gets into an accident, that has a blemish, you redeem it. It's now called psulei hamikdashim. You mask him?
Yep.
I'm telling you a chiddush over here. Yep. You have an animal that did not have a blemish, you makdish it, it attained kedushas haguf, and now gets into an accident.
Yep.
And now it acquires a mum kavua. Yep. So what is the halacha? The halacha says, redeem it. transfer its value onto money, and the animal is yatsa l'chulin, but it will retain a residual degree of kedusha for many, many halachas.
Kachem, now, kachem.
What?
Kachem.
What do you mean kachem? When I redeem it.
What died?
They know it didn't die. It's not the case. Nachmal, one more time.
Sorry.
I have an animal, a living animal.
Yeah.
It has no blemish whatsoever. I'm makdish it.
Yeah.
What status does it get?
What's a makdish it for as a carbon?
As a carbon. What status does it have in halacha? Kiddushas haguf.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ready to go on the mizbeach.
Yeah.
Before I have a chance to put on the mizbeach, it gets into an accident. Yeah. It develops a blemish. No, it does not die.
A blemish.
It gets a blemish. What do we do with the animal at this moment in time? As a blemish.
What can we do with it?
What can or what should we do? What should we do with it? What should we do with it? What should we do with it? We are required to redeem it. To take the animal and to evaluate its value and to take money and exchange its value onto money. At that moment in time, the money has kedusha, and with that money, you then go purchase for yourself a new animal, and this animal is yatsa l'chulin.
Right.
Now, when it's yatsa l'chulin, not 100%, it retains a small residual kedusha that limits what you're allowed to do with this animal.
For example, what could
you can't shear its wool, and you can't drink its milk, and you can't sell it in market. You can shecht it and eat it. That's pretty much all you can do. You can work with it. Because since once upon a time it had a full-fledged Kedush Saguf, even though now you have redeemed it, the redemption is a complete redemption, but it does retain
a residual. What's up, but you could make it work?
No, you're not allowed to make it work. When I redeem it, the only thing I can do with it is to eat it.
Interesting.
Is to eat it. That's the only thing I can do with eating.
Even though you redeemed it and everything,
that's right. You shecht it and you eat it. You let it graze and it gets a blemish. That's the case when you have no use for it. If our makdish are coming shlamin, a shlamin, and the animal runs away, the shlamin disappears. And then I bring a replacement, and then it comes back home. I have no use for it.
So what you see from here, when you shecht it, so you're eating something that has a bit of kedusha here.
What?
You're not just eating an ordinary piece of holy meat, a piece of meat.
100, correct.
If it has a mum in it, how are you allowed to eat it?
You redeem it.
It's not a trait for a mum.
What is it? What kind of
mum? That's what I just told you. It's not a broken leg.
A mum that's not...
It does not make... Most mum do not make it into a trait.
There's a cut on the lip. You remember the mice with the cut on the lip?
That's a trefa? It's not a trefa.
Which of a chapstick?
It's not going to heal. If it attacker will heal a mum over there, a mum that will heal, then mechanami, you wait. But it's a mum kavua. It's a type of blemish.
When you eat that piece of meat for dinner, there's a...
There's kedusha.
It's a bit elevated. Kedusha.
So let's review. If you have an animal...
If
you have an animal that's kedusha guf, and it develops a blemish, what is the halacha? You are required by halacha to redeem it. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say you have an animal that has kedusha guf and it gets into an accident. And the accident is so bad, it gets killed.
Yeah.
It's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's dead. I have now on the floor a dead animal that once that has upon it kedusha haguf.
Yeah.
I never redeemed it. So what would you expect me to do?
If by kedusha domim it says yipadus.
I'm saying
if by kedusha domim you say yipadus, certainly by kedusha guf.
Why? Because if it's by kedusha guf, you're supposed to redeem it. So there's a halacha in the Gemara that says ein poidin kadoshim lehachilan leklavim. If when you're going to redeem it, if the animal got into an accident and is dead, did it have a kosher shechita?
No.
No. So am I
sell it to a guy?
Selling it to the guy is the same status as sitting it to a dog.
Oh.
Okay? A racist statement.
That's what it says.
I just made a racist statement.
I'm
embarrassed.
It says, so if the animal is dead, here's my yisoid. If the animal is dead, ein l'cha mum gadol mizeh. Dead animal is the biggest mum. So now, just like when it gets a blemish, I have an obligation to redeem it. If the animal is dead, I have an obligation to redeem it. Yet Chazal enter into the picture. They say, no, we don't want you to redeem it in this instance. Why not? Ein poidin es hakadoshim lehachilon leklovim. We don't redeem kachim. If the only gain, the benefit, is now that I take off the kedusha, it's chulin. Oh, it's chulin. I can feed it to a dog, because I can't eat it. Why can't I eat it?
What about I'm share the wall? Well, that you also.
It's dead. You never let us shear the wool. Never. Even surely when it's there. Never. Even if it's alive, you're not shear the wool.
That I know. I didn't know.
Exactly. So now,
I didn't think even when it's dead also you can't shear.
No, you're not allowed to.
Also, but no.
It says Kedushas HaGuf. It was never redeemed. Now, I would think maybe I should redeem it now. Then give it to the dogs. No.
What's the one I want to redeem it and use the geezer?
No, you're not allowed to use the geezer when it's alive.
Oh. But now I redeemed it.
No, even when you redeem it, you're not allowed to redeem it. If the animal
you said the reason I cannot redeem is I cannot feed it to the dogs.
But even if you redeem it, you can't use it.
You're not allowed to use the geezer.
Even if you redeem it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Why?
Because even if it was alive, I'm not allowed to redeem it for the wool.
If I got a mum and I redeemed it while it's alive.
Am I allowed to use the wool?
No.
Right. So now that it dies, I'm allowed to use it? Of course not.
Fine.
You're never allowed to use an animal.
So what do you do then? What do you do with it?
Bury it.
Bury it. You bury it in its state of Kedusha. Because if you're going to redeem it, what are you going to do with the meat? The meat is, you can't use the wool. I can't do anything with it. The only thing I can do is take the meat and give it to a dog. Ein ma'achin kadoshim l'achilin, ma'poidin kadoshim l'achilin l'klovim. Along
comes... Is that the same thing applies? You can't even sell it to a goy and
no,
use the
No, no. Selling it to a goy in halach is considered the same thing like feeding it to a dog.
Oi! Nay. Who's this Levine racist? Nay.
It says lechem v'leil nochem, lechem v'leil klofim. By Urchel Nefesh.
Yeah, yeah.
It says lechem v'leil nochem, lechem v'leil klofim.
Now, so now here comes the question. The question will be is, let's say the animal never had kedushas aguf. The animal from day one had a blemish. And now I was makdish it. So what kedusha did the animal get? Kedushas domim.
Yeah.
If the animal from day one only had a kedushas domim,
yeah,
and a makdish it, it never one day in its life had kedushas haguf. Right?
Why?
If I have an animal and the animal was born with a defect.
Oh,
well, it got a defect after it was born.
No!
Any time before you were makdish it, it
okay,
got a
fine,
kavua.
Fine.
Any time. No, it's good. Also shame Shemayim.
I'm very frustrated.
Also shame Shemayim.
I'm very frustrated.
No.
The animal had a blemish.
Yeah.
And then you're makdish.
Right.
What type of kedusha did it get? Kedushas domim.
Yeah.
Now I want to redeem it. But let's say before I get a chance
to
redeem it.
You got tissues on the chair?
Yeah.
Tough
what?
To share with the people on the table.
Let's say the animal has a blemish, and when the animal has a blemish, and then the animal dies before I redeem it.
Yeah.
When I will, am I allowed to redeem the dead animal?
No.
It's the Zel Bazach. When I'm going to redeem the dead animal, what am I going to do with the meat? I'm going to feed the meat to a dog.
Again.
So the chiddush of the mission is you can. Only when
you
it comes...
Can it?
I can redeem it.
Wow.
The mission is mechadish. The only time you're not allowed to redeem lachil l'klovim is only an animal that has kedushas aguf.
Right.
But if the animal only has kedushas damim, then you're allowed to feed it.
And we'll sell to a goy.
What?
And the same thing, sell... You're allowed to feed to the dogs. You're allowed to sell.
That's
to
right.
Boy.
Same thing. They go together. Who is this Lobel?
You better be careful.
I'm a Daniel Chamor.
I'm a Daniel Chamor.
Better watch out.
Cardinal O'Connor, when they published the article Stone Edition of the Chumash, they gave it to him, and he opened up to the pasuk of Shulchan Poyim Achamor. He looked in the commentary, it says, Am Hadam al Khamar, and he said here in the 20th century they're still calling us goyim, they're still calling us donkeys.
How do you know this?
Mishnah.
Carlo Khan was Jewish, you should know. His mother was Jewish.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean our mother was Jewish.
It does. They know for a fact that Ali is all the way back, his mother was Jewish. Because was a Yid. A Yid. Elvis was a Yid. Carlo
no,
Khan
no,
was
no,
a Yid.
No, no, no.
The Pope was everything was a yin.
Yoshka was a yin.
Yoda was a yin, the father.
No.
Have you ever existed?
Right, so therefore that's the chesh. The bishop over here says that you were poided Kadoshim lehachilan leklavim. If the kedusha is at most, you look at the phone the whole time.
Nope, this is a
goof. Lehachilan It drives me mad. It drives me because I the whole day I deal with this in the morning and I can't deal with this at night. It's too much already. I'm that much control myself. The amesu yipadu chutz chutz now chutz men abachar. Now here is the exception, the unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara is telling us this, the only thing we learned tonight is this, it was kedai to come here tonight. And that is, there's a kedushas dom in the Welt that has the same status as kedushas aguf. And what is that? Two examples, Bechor and Meiser. A Bechor that comes out of the mother's womb with a blemish. It comes into this world with a permanent defect. Or You go and you put all the animals in the pen and they all pass through the corral and you take a stick and you give it a zetz. They count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You come to the and give it a zetz. Klasiriyeh kodesh. You give a look at the animal. This animal is not going to be grown as a carbon mice because the animal has a blemish. It's a mum kavua. So at what kedusha does the Bukhar and the mice of Behema have when the moment it gets its kedusha, it has it's a bal mum? Kedushas damim. So, Lechar, what would you say? All of the laws of Kedushas Damim apply to a Bukhar and Meiser, Shekad, Bukhar Meiser, just like it applies the same set of rules of an animal, Shekadam Mumam Lekdeshan. Along comes the Mishnah and it teaches us that's not the case. These two animals are an exception to the rule. An exception. A Bechor that comes into the world with a Mum Kavua, and Maisa Behemu that is selected to be number 10, even though it has a blemish from day one, from before you got its Kedusha, has the same exact status as an animal that originally had Kedusha Saguf and later developed the blemish.
Because it got its Kedusha from Pet Derechem.
Or got Kedusha from the person giving a Zetz on the animal. But that's so what? So when it comes to an animal that got a blemish, you also give it kedusha. What's the difference? It's a gezeres hakasef. The svar is very shrach. There's no really good svar. It's gezeres hakasef that a bechor that comes out of the mother's womb with a permanent defect, and the tenth animal that is selected by your stick to be ma'aser behema, even though their mum came before the moment of designation of kedusha, it gets a din of kedusha saguf.
And by nice of him also we say he's like vaka ben toiv lo ra la toiv.
Gzeres hakosim. These two.
And by tomorrow we want to say because by tomorrow also says you should not make tomorrow ben toiv lo ra la toiv.
It says that same expression.
So right. why not by tomorrow? Don't we say the same?
Why I don't know. I don't know. We have to see the law. I don't know.
Question?
Yes. Excellent question. I do not know. So therefore the chutz. This is the reason why this mishnah is being taught to us in Masechet Bechoros. Because this whole everything we've been until now is really nothing to do with Masechta Bechoros. This is a Mishnah out of Masechta Zevachim. And why is this being taught? It's because
like
we want to get.
Like you told us.
What?
That the main inyanim you learn elsewhere. What was that thing?
Divrei Torah, Aniim b'makom Echad, v'Ashirim b'makom Achir. So weiter chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisa. Here's the yisod. The yisod is the bechor maisa are an exception to this rule. Memela, if they come into this rule with a blemish, and you give it to the Kohen is not allowed to sell it. He's not allowed to shear its wool. He's not allowed to work with it. The only thing the Kohen does when he gets this animal that's a Baal Mum from the Yisrael is he shechs it and eats it. The Baisa Behema, the Baal Abayis, the owner, he doesn't give it to the keeps it for himself. He shechs it and he eats it. There's nothing, but he cannot do anything else with it as if it was a case of an animal that had kedushas aguf and later developed the blemish and then was redeemed. Next, now we go to case number two. Okay, now we go to the inverse. Okay, the opposite case. Let's say vice versa. The animal was born healthy.
Tamim.
With no tamim, no blemish. And then you makdish it.
Yeah.
And later in its life, it develops a blemish.
Yeah.
Temporary mum. It has right now, this moment in time, a temporary mum.
Same as the first case. The same as the first case, but it's a mum over.
It's a mum over. So right now, this moment in time, is it eligible to go on the Mizbeach at this moment in time? No. And I makdish it at the moment when it has a mum over. It's a tremendous chiddush. That even though at this moment in time it's not eligible, but we go boss of the osit, since the mum will heal and it will be eligible, and I'm makdish it at this moment in time, the full full-fledged kedusha is chal upon the animal at this moment in time.
Because that moment has the potential to get healed.
Incredible chiddush. Even though right now at this moment in time it's not eligible to go on the mizbeach because it has a blemish. But because the blemish will heal, it's okay. I mum over like nation. Uli acha mikan noilalecha mum kavua.
Rashi says command the lesser.
It doesn't exist. It's shemendes chiddush. Shemendes chiddush. Rashi saying very powerful words there because we command the lesser. Right now, can you bring it on the mizbeach?
No.
The answer is you really can. That's the point of Rashi. Why can you? This is the big sugya. Himself with Zochem. Im olu lo yerdu. If taka the halacha would be that if you by mistake put an animal that's a blemish on the mizbech yerdu, then taka right now we could not get kedusha. But bigger the halacha is that if you mak of an animal that has a mum oyver, a temporary blemish, lechatchil it's not a kosher carbon lo yatsa. But if the kohen make a mistake and put this meat on the mizbeach, on top of the mizbeach, im olu lo yerdu. So what do you see from that? That an animal that has a blemish, it's mamish a carbon right now.
Yes,
the part?
Even though, yeah.
And the dinim of pickle.
What do you mean, pickle? Does it apply to it?
We had a cloud.
The only time pickle is the only psul. But if there's another psul, then pickle, I don't want to be about.
We had other things that, yeah.
But this is not l'chora.
Anything that's not good, you can't be mefagel.
Right.
We had a lot about that.
But this l'chora, people would be chal. I hear you saying, but this mum oiver, basically, that's what Rashi really says. Command the lesson. A mum oiver doesn't, we don't look at it. It k'ilu does not exist. What do you mean it doesn't exist? How can you say it doesn't exist? You're not yoytse with the mum oiver. Im olu lo yerdu. You have to appreciate the significance of that halacha. That is the litmus test for all karbanos. You're not allowed. There are a lot of things in this world you're not allowed to do. A lot of things. You're not allowed to have a smartphone. The Gdoli Shalasar. Who's allowed to have a smartphone? But let's say you do it. If it goes on the mizbeach, lo yerdu. That is the litmus test to determine if this thing is called a carbon. It's a very, very powerful rule. It comes just over.
If I recall, piggle, it has to be taken down.
Piggle?
Because it's very severe. There's no. That's what I remember.
It could be. If you put piggle on the mizbeach.
The real pig is chutz l'zman.
Chutz l'zman is chorus. It's a chalois on the boss of chorus. So you take it down? I don't know. I don't remember the halacha.
I think I remember.
Okay, could be. Vaita. Now, let's say a mum oiver ulakish l'lachamikan nolub ha-mum kavua, and then later it develops a mum kavua, v'niftu. Oh, now you redeem it. The residual kedusha remains. L'mai nafgamina, this animal will be exempt from producing a bechor forever. Piturim min ha-bechora u'min ha-matonais. If the animal now gives birth to a firstborn animal, there's no din bechor. Because there's no din bechor when it comes to kedushim. U'min ha-matonais, you have no obligation to give this animal gifts.
What's about matonais and the vlodis?
The vlodis also, it says beferish, the vlodis also have no good vitamins.
Chazai b'shaik?
Yes, the Zeroya, the Zeroya, the Lachaim, the Akeva, Chulin.
I'm just asking you, this is the on this behemoth itself, and wonder what's about the vlod. We know there's no din bechor on the vlod.
We the Mishnah Vaita.
Okay.
The Einam Yoytzel L'Chulin L'Gaz. You're not allowed to share the wool. You're not going to work with the animal. Now here's your answer. V'ladon. Let's say now it gets pregnant and it gives birth to a child. V'chalavon.
The one that we used to touch it.
Yes. Yeah. And now it gives birth to a child. And the chalavon and their milk also li'achar p'dyoinon. They're also. They are not.
You're not allowed to milk the child.
No, the child. You're not allowed to milk the mother. You're not allowed to use the milk of the mother. The mother's milk is also...
To give for the child.
To give to anyone. To anyone. You're not allowed to sell golden flow.
And including her child also.
What am I talking about? The mother...
One second, I'm sorry.
The mother once upon a time was a hegdish. Kedushas
hagdush. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The mother developed a blemish. It was redeemed. And now the mother is producing milk.
Yeah.
The milk has to go into the garbage, into the waste.
What does that have to do if she gives birth with milk?
Another halacha. Anaya halacha. V'ladan. Let's say she gives birth.
She has a
child. The birth has to be redeemed as well.
V'ladan.
Also, the achar pidyoina. Now, what exactly? This case is a bit complicated. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is the case of velada. There's a whole Gemara on this. Rashi.
Who is the achar sheniftu? No problem.
So, what does it mean the velada? What exactly? At what point in time was the baby born? This is a complex.
Conceived.
So Rashi says. Rashi says, I don't want to discuss this. This is too complicated. Let's wait for the Gemara. Rashi says, "V'ladin v'chalav also mifareish b'gemara."
Not that it's too complicated. Now is not the time.
Kishis Abru, he does say a little bit. Kishis Abru koydim pidyanim. The case is going to a unique case. The case of the mission discussion
she conceived before
and it was redeemed koydim koydim pidyanim. The yoldu li achar pidyanim. So therefore, it has a double kedusha. It's from its conception. It has a shtickle kedusha. Because it was already the vlad of the mother when it was.
It was born after the.
So then you would say that it came after? Then you redeemed it. When the mother was pregnant, you redeemed it.
Yeah.
So now when the mother was pregnant, you redeemed it. So the question now is what residual kedusha remains on the vlad?
The mother
has a real residual kedusha, but the vlad, it first came out into the world when there was no kedusha anymore.
Right.
So therefore, you would argue that it's 100% mutter to shear its wool and to work with it and to use it for anything you possibly want to use it for.
Yeah.
But mitzat sheni, even though when it came into the world, it had no kedusha, but it was conceived.
Yeah.
It was conceived in the state of kedusha. So how do we deal with that? So the Mishnah is machmir. And the Mishnah says that we take into consideration the moment of conception. And since at that moment of it had Kedusha, that Kedusha remains with it, and you're not allowed to derive benefit from the Vlad. And the only thing you can do with the Vlad is slaughter it and eat it.
What does it mean Vladan? What does it mean Vladan also?
It's also to use all the items listed above. It's wool to work with it.
How do you know you can eat it then?
It's no worse than the mother.
Maybe the mother's one then.
No, it's the same.
What do you have to tell me then again for Vladan? You already said.
No, you didn't say nothing. What you say is Osir. For the first time. Vladan, Vachalavan, Osir. Liachar Pidyoinan. The vlad, the child, and the milk
that comes out, we're talking about that.
And it's a very chiddush because you would argue that since when they came into this world for the very, very first time, it had no kedusha. Leave me alone. It has no kedusha. Kamash Malon, you're right. It has no, but he was conceived in a state of kedusha. Oh, that is enough to give it the status of an animal that has a residual kedusha saguf, which you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do anything with. Next, only thing you can do with it is to shecht it and eat its meat. Next, halacha the Mishnah, v'yashoich don b'chutz, chayif. If the animal has kedusha saguf and it has a blemish, here there's a tremendous chiddush. That's kedusha saguf, and this is parasha, about this parasha achrimos. You know that? Shchidichutz. In between the sugya of Avoida Asiyama Kippurim and the sugya of Arayos, the Chavah of Arayos, is the sugya of Shchutei Chutz. We skip this on Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, we lay in Kimat the entire parasha, but we don't lay in the stuff in the middle. We lay in the beginning of the parasha and at the end of the parasha, and we skip one or two aliyas in the middle that deals with the Isra of Dam, the Mitzvah of Kisi Adam, and the halacha of Shchutei Chutz. Someone that shechts, and that's a tremendous chiddush. You have an animal that has kedusha saguf, it develops a blemish, and you have not yet redeemed it. Is the animal eligible to be offered on the mizbeach?
No.
Yet v'ashechton b'chutz chayiv. What are you chayiv? You're not chayiv. The chi is not the chi of chorus. Now we're before we get that far. Now, very point Rashi. How could it possibly have to be chayv karis? It's not eligible to go on the mizbeach. So therefore, this mission, Mamash Apel, what the mission says. Mamash doesn't make any sense. Shlok halacha. That is why Rashi comes to the rescue. And Rashi says, we're dealing over here with bedukin shebaayin. We're dealing over with a mum oiver. Bedukin shebaayin dir uinim lefnim. Back to the old Yisoid. Okay, it's a permanent blemish.
So Dukin is a permanent blemish?
Yes.
So yes. So what does it say over here?
But this is the rule of Ma'atim Choros. We're going to assume Ma'atim Choros now. It's a permanent blemish, but it's a lightweight blemish. L'may Navgamino, back to the old Yesoid, the litmus test. The only you learn tonight is this. Olo Yerdu. If you have an animal that has a blemish, a permanent blemish, not a Mumoyder, a permanent blemish, a real blemish.
Yerdu.
But you backrove it on Mizbech, do you have to take it down off the Mizbech? It depends. There are different categories of blemishes. If it's a lightweight blemish called Dukin Sheba Ayin,
what is that? What kind of
a cataract? You know, they're like 100 perushim. The article, they probably have 100 perushim. A cataract in the eye. They have this thing and that thing. They have all different theories of what a Dukin Sheba Ayin is. Some type of eye disease. So it's a mum kavua. But the rule is, it's a lightweight mum kavua. In olu lo yerdu, you do not come down. Oh, that is an indication that it's still eligible.
What do you say, what does that mean?
It's eligible to go on the Mizbeach.
Oh.
Where, with regard to the Allahim, Olo Yerdu.
So what is he, Rashi is adding, Imer Bekiva.
Rabbi Akiva Lechatkila.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rabbi Akiva Lechatkila holds.
We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Well, no, we do pass on sometimes. We do pass on. In this instance, Rabbi Akiva holds that this type of blemish.
So therefore, but that's only bedavim once you put on the mezuzah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's enough. That is enough.
Because of that, he's oiver. He steps outside.
Yes.
Even though it's an invalid carbon.
That's right. Because what's the?
What is he oiver? What is it chayev?
Chayev shchut echutz. Does it expire?
What malchus?
Kares. Kares. Kol chayev kares is loikin. If he's lucky to get malchus, he gets malchus and puts from kares.
Right.
So yes, this is so, and this is tremendous. Why? Because the litmus test, in order to determine if it's called eligible in Azara, is not if it's kosher or not. It's in Olu Yerdum Olu Yerdum.
You bring from a chattis?
What?
Show you chattis?
No, there is no for this shchut echutz. I don't believe you, there's a chiyuv of a. Maybe there is. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Not every single chayve kresos is there a din of
all carbon chattis.
Okay, it will come. The mishnah is coming up soon. But when it comes to sharmumin loy, what do we mean loy? When it comes to a real bona fide blemish, then if you shecht it outside before you redeem it, you're not chayiv karis because it's not kosher carbon. It's not even kosher olo yerdu. That's how possible it is. Okay, good.
What do you mean?
Harol oil moy chayal
lovi loy
loy. Okay, good.
What do you mean? Harol oil moy chayal lovi.
The only time one is chayiv kares should be chutz to be eligible to bring the word inside.
Why does he use the word oil moy?
That's what it means. It's the Torah. The Torah is talking about the oil moy. The makaris, the base hamigdash, is the equivalent of the oil moy.
So rather, I'm meaning not to shecht it to oil of loy yairid. That's
correct.
What I mean.
Olu yerdu loyadu, that is the litmus test to determine if the carbon is eligible. It's a very important yisoid. Next. And then it goes on to say, v'shel b'chutz chayv about oisn tamura. If an animal has a blemish, Haramai said, an animal that has a blemish, mamish
amum
kavua.
Amum kavua, mum either.
Amum kavua. The Gemara Rashi told us otherwise. Even amum kavua, you did not yet redeem it.
After
you makdish it, it then develops a blemish. It's and you did not yet redeem it. That's kedushas aguf, and it can be a source for a carbon for a tamura, v'oisin tamura.
It's no retroactive. Right?
What
if retroactively?
No, there's no retroactive thing. No, there's she'ela though. There's something called she'ela. You can go to a chacham and you can be shel behegdish. There is a principle which is not.
We say oisin tamura, meaning you bring a special carbon trope?
Tamura. It can tamura. Be. You could person can make a tamura. You're not allowed to. You can be over. It works. If a person tries to make a tamura, gets malchus, and the target animal gets kedusha as well. It's eligible to be a source.
You mean
tamura?
You mean he switches?
He attempts to switch. It doesn't work. If he makes an attempt to exchange the kedusha from animal
then?
A, he gets malchus for his attempt, and both animals are kedush.
Oh,
the original kedusha does not depart, and the target animal does get the same kedusha. Vaitan, the last halacha here is I told you about dogs, and then it goes on to say v'yemesu. The animal had kedusha saguf, and then it developed a blemish, and then it dies. So let me redeem it. Let me redeem it, and I'll feed it to the dogs. No. You cannot redeem it to feed the dogs. Okay, that's Allah v'meis, so you come, you bury it. Okay, so we got the Mishnah. We live about a lot of Yisraelis. Now we go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah is discussing the case of Kedushas Damim. I was makdish an animal that only had kedusha asdam, and it says in the Mishnah, if I redeem it, then I can do with it whatever I want. But, do with it whatever but, I want.
But it has all the halachas of chulin.
100% chulin.
That's exactly what Mishnah told.
Taima diniftu. If I redeem it, I can do whatever I want. Haloi niftu. But let's say I taka don't redeem it. Let's say it's kedushas donim. I makdish an animal to the Beis Hamikdash, and it has a blemish. So what status does it have? Kedushas donim. Let's say now it gets pregnant and gives birth to a bechor. Does the bechor go to the kayin?
Yep.
No.
If you don't,
it says in the Mishnah.
If you're not niftu.
Right. The only time the bechor go to the kohen is if it never had kedushas haguf. It only had kedushas damim, and I redeemed it. Wow. But let's say I did not yet redeem it, and it gives birth to a bechor. Does the bechor go to the kohen? No. That is the implication of the Mishnah. Taima the niftu. Hala niftu b'tumin abechora umin amatamis.
What does it take if you are paid afterwards? Then what happened?
No, that retroactive. No such thing. B'shas ma'isa. B'shas ma'isa.
So you have a behemoth that's pregnant. You know what? I'm going to wait to be paid it till after gives birth. The loophole, a legal loophole. I'll wait till after gives birth, so, and then I'll send it, and then yeah. I'll be paid it.
In a chanami. So b'tumin abechora umin amatamis. Kusavar why? Kusav the standard holds is very important words. Kedushas damim matche min abechoyda min amatanois. Kedushas damim pushes away potential for bechoyra and for matanois.
So if it's why we say kivin shehotcha, so now I was paid it, so it should be.
No, that's not what you. That's
matcha
not.
Is matcha.
No, you're confusing. Kivin shehotcha is not said when it comes to bechor. That you confuse.
What's the matcha? What is it? It's kedushas damim. It's like any. It's like,
so kedushas dam is enough of a kedusha, enough of a kedusha upon which it's not. There's no potential for there to be the din of a bechor. The din of a bechor was only said by a mother who is chulin, pure bona fide chulin. If the mother has any shaykhis to kedusha, whether it's kedusha guf, whether it's kedusha dam, and even a residual kedusha saguf. There's no din b'chayra.
But by one where the kedusha came before the
mom.
If it was kedusha saguf.
That's residual kedusha saguf. So also part of.
There's also a din of hotcha over there.
Exactly.
And over
exactly.
There, I don't say afterwards it comes back.
Exactly.
So if it's
is very schwach. It's very schwach. But if you did not yet redeem it, as long as you have not yet redeemed the kedushas damim, it's also matche.
But I also can't do anything with it.
What?
I also can't do anything with it.
That's right. That's right. You have to redeem it.
Even with the Bechor, I can't do anything with the Bechor either. I have to redeem the Bechor.
That's right. The Bechor has a din of Kedushas Damim.
Right.
So, if the Mama...
So what did I accomplish, technically speaking, if it was
a Bechor? You had a Hano.
You hear my point?
I think what you accomplished. Yeah.
You had a Hano. You don't have to give to a coin. You're not giving to a coin.
I don't have to give you nothing.
The coin. I'm going to give you the coin.
I'll look at Hanan.
But I have to redeem it, side by side.
That's right.
Side by side, I have to redeem it.
You must
Frantically
redeem
speaking,
it.
You have to talk
you
grand.
You must
there's
redeem
no
it.
Nafkemi, there's no
But there's no halacha of giving this child to a kohen. Because the moment when the baby was born, the mother had kedushas damim.
I'm potter from Matanis, but I can't eat the mother anyway.
Right, exactly. Exactly, okay. Nechanami. If a person were to shecht it,
shalekidin,
while it has kedushas damim, shalekidin, and you can't be nene from it.
Right.
Now, what about? Well, let's say the Beis Hamikdash authorized the shechita for the kohanim. Well, let's say they work. I'll give you the similar. It has kedushas damim. So let's say the Beis Hamikdash says we have workers. We have over here a contract, a contracting crew. They're doing construction, and we have an obligation to feed them lunch. So they say, let's take this animal, which has kedushas dam, let's shecht it, and we'll feed the workers lunch. The crew. They have a crew setting up for the simchas beis
hasholeiva. So it's important, so no, you don't give matanis.
Exactly. Because since this animal has kedushas damim, and it's being slaughtered legally, correctly, in order because the beis hamikdash, they decide we need its meat to feed the people.
So if the behem is hegdish, everything's 100% okay, and they shecht it over there for the workers. You don't have to give matanis.
You don't give matanis.
Okay, so over here, so what is it? What's so like kedusha's damim matcha min abechor min amtanis. So it would have been having to think that what that even by Kedusha's Dhamma, if Hegdish shechted it for their work, is that I have to give
Correct.
Even though they own it.
But so what? It doesn't go on the Mizbeach. The din of Manas Kahuna.
So someone's Magdish a Behema, Berek Habayis.
Yeah.
So that's Kedusha Guf and Kedusha Dhamma.
No, there's a special halacha that if the animal has no blemish, the animal has no blemish, and you explicitly state, I only want the Kedusha to go for Lebedek Habayis, it doesn't work.
Really?
It automatically becomes Kedusha Saguf, and it goes to carbon oil.
Really, Lekeitz Mizbeach.
But here it can become Kedusha Saguf because it has a blemish.
So really splitting his over here, when we say Kedushas Damim, Matcha, Mena Becherim, Mena Matanis, so for the owner himself, practically speaking, there is no
use,
no difference. It's just a word. So you have to,
correct, that is correct. Correct! Okay, Vaita. So next Gemara, Navyoitzin L'chulin. Now, next Sugya. After we redeem the animal as Kedushas Dam, the animal is Yotzei Chulin, you can do with it whatever you so wish. Track the Gemara, Taima, the Niftu, Hala Niloi Niftu. But let's say I did not redeem the animal, and as a blemish,
Damim,
Asire, Begizir Avoida, Messiah Rabbi Eliezer, Yadimur, the Amar, Kachmir, Gabai, Sasun, Begizir Avoida. It's Asir, Amri. They said,
what does that mean? Assume because of avoid
the you're
who?
Not
for
anyone. Gabayas? Yes, correct.
That's right.
What's the kasha? Rabbi Eliezer is a shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. It's very rare for the Mishnah to ever allude to a shita that holds like Rabbi Eliezer.
He's the only one that holds like this.
Yeah. He's the only one that says like this. So therefore, how can we the Mishnah come up with the pass like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer is someone who's not mainstream. He's mechutz l'machane Rabbi Eliezer. He's not part. How can the Mishnah Rabbeinu HaKadosh? It is not his derech to pass like Rabbi Eliezer. The Yomar. So Mishaelim. How can this pass like Rabbi Eliezer? The Yomar Kadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Ah, it's not a kasha. Not a kasha. No. Loi. Amri loi kedusha damim. Loi kedushas damim l'mizbeachu. They answered. Loi. Kedushas dam lemizbeachu de mechalva be kedushas aguf. The kedushas damim also goes lemizbeach because it can be confused with kedushas aguf. Lemizbeach gozu burabon avu kachay berekabayis loy. Let's see the Rashi. I have no idea what I just said. Rashi kachay miz kachay berekabayis vahanik kachay berekabayis damu. Deheim atzman lohukdushu mitchila el ledmem. So he's singing the kashu. We have a brisa. The Braisa says that Kodshei Bedek Habayis, that's exactly the Kasha. Kodshei Bedek Habayis, are you allowed to use its wool?
We just said no.
The only one that says no is Rabbi Eliezer. And we don't want, and this animal, which you makdish it when it already had a blemish, is equivalent to Kodshei Bedek Habayis. What is Kodshei Bedek Habayis? It's Kedushas Damim. Can it really be that the mission is coming to pass like a Eliezer? Rashi enter the Gemara loy tisaya mimas nisan. That's don't bring me right to Rabbi Eliezer Mishnah. The kedushas damim lemizbeach hu dehukdashu l'shem kach. In other words, my ridiculous Gemara. If you never learn this daft tonight, you never know this yisoid. The atzvei.
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing.
Stuff on the floor.
That's all right. Yeah, it's fey. I'm just keeping over here. Someone calls me, actually. I'm not looking at it. Yeah, it's fey.
They are tzvei, minei. You see, this Gemara. What's the problem?
It's not yet.
Now, if not for this Gemara, this would be a surfer of Chaim Alev. Such a Gemara. All the longs in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying they are tzvei, minei, bedek habayis. Is there such a thing? Tzvei minei bedek habayis. There's a din bedek habayis for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a bedek habayis that was meant for the Mizbeach. Is it on this?
Okay.
This is like Mahamish, a typical type of story.
They have to
here.
Fix over from time to time.
Time to time, people, donations.
Maintenance.
And then there was this kachim that has a status of Kedushas Damim, but originally the money was earmarked for a carbon. In the din of Kedushas Damim, there are two different types of Kedushas Damim.
Bedek Habayis and Mizbeach.
And Mizbeach. So therefore, it's not a raya. When does the Mishnah taka? Taka, you have a very gewaldige deek from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you have an animal, that when you makdish it as a carbon, and it has a blemish before the hekdish, taka, you can medayik from the Mishnah, you're not allowed to share its wool. You're not allowed to work with it. How could you say that? That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. It's a raya? No, it's not a raya. If Rabbi Eliezer was discussing bedek habayis that was given for the maintenance, when it comes to maintenance, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer.
That what?
If you dedicate an animal for maintenance, you're allowed to share its wool, you're allowed to work with it, you're allowed to use it for anything you want.
How could you designate an animal for bedek habayis?
Why not?
To fix.
So you sell it. It's value. I have an extra animal sitting around the house. 1-800 sheep.
Buy sheep.
Sheep for kids. Okay, come. We'll pick it up for you. Okay, we'll come to all your sheep.
We buy real estate. All
we buy the sheep.
We accept real estate.
We'll
also
take the sheep and we'll sell it and we'll use it as a blemish. It's an old alpaca. It's as a blemish. It doesn't work. They come, they pick it up, and they sell it. So now, are you allowed to use that sheep, the wool, and the wool work with it? Yes. The answer is yes. Rabbi Eliezer says no. Too bad, Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, but this Mishnah here says that bedek habayis is mash, which also leads to avoda. Oh, this is not maintenance bedek habayis. A bedek habayis for kodshim. Okay, this just goes to show you, I appreciate this. This type of svara is a svara of an acharon. All the lomdis of the achronim is in the Gemara. The problem is, the bachurim, they don't go more than the first five daf in the Masechta, so they think when they say, Yeah, why just read the Gemara and the glonus is over there? I once had this mice in the very Talmud Chacham. I was learning the Kiyas in Yeshiva, my true Maisa, and I said, you have to learn Bein. Let's learn Bein together. And I already learned it already half the Masech at that time when he would give me these emotions. He sat to me, started learning, started studying, Mamish splitting his. And I said to him on the spot, what you just said to me now is the Fairish Shugam, it's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And I said, whoa, what are you talking about? And I turned 30 daf ahead, and I show him the Gemara. And I remember Ad Hayoyim Azeh, Sechus Yogin Aleinu. I remember.
He's not alive anymore.
No, he's not alive anymore. I remember the look on his face. I remember the look on his face. He mamish could not believe. He could not believe how right I was.
Wow.
And he left me alone after that. No, he left me alone. Now you can make an ashkei yotza, my friend.
First, first.